Once again, a new heart will I give. When the average person thinks of the heart, what comes to mind is that which beats within the walls of our chest. We concern ourselves with its workings and its health. We buy heart-healthy foods, and we attempt not to overexert ourselves. We attempt to do the very best we can to keep our hearts in good shape. But when Christians think of hearts, our minds should clearly think of the spiritual heart, the one that lets us know where we stand with God. The spiritual heart does not pump blood, nor does it beat to sustain physical life, but it is the center of man's condition to God. In Psalms chapter 40 and verse number 8, we find these words written by the psalmist. He said, "I delight to do the will, O God, thy law is within my heart." Therefore, we are safe in saying man has two kinds of heart. One pumps and sends blood throughout the body and that we live in, and the other denotes our condition with the Lord. We have in this text today God preparing His people to receive His mercy, which He shall give them once He has cleansed them, according to verse number 25. Verse number 25 says, "For then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you." So the first thing we want to find out this morning is about a new heart for an old heart. Today, many of us are in need of a new heart. Yes, even some fathers, I understand that we call this Father's Day. And before I forget, happy Father's Day to all of you fathers. But I understand that some of our fathers are not where their hearts are not where their hearts should be. So why not ask God for a new heart? You may ask, is a new heart necessary, preacher? Well, I'll tell you. Many of our hearts still love the things that God hates. Many of us are still dealing with that old heart that we came up through our early years with, our teen years and our young men years, and we have grown to be older, and we are still clinging to some of those things. Now, I'm not accusing anyone here, so nobody say that Brother Carter was talking about me, but you know what I always say? If the shoe fits, you must wear it. Many of us still love those things that God hates, and you can find a listing of things that God hates in Proverbs chapter 6, starting around about verse number 16. But I want you to note verse number 18 of Proverbs chapter 6. We find the one to be a heart that loves evil, a heart that plots evil, I should say. A heart that plots evil. This is why God in the text was willing to offer to His people a new heart. One that would have righteous desires. And because their old hearts were deceitful and wicked, according to Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse number 9. Today we as well as some of the people that are not Christians have hearts that are not right. We have hearts that don't seem to be where they ought to be. We have hearts that don't seem to be able to serve God in the way God would have us to serve Him. Our hearts need to be renewed. All kinds of evil comes from the heart. All kinds of evil comes from the heart of Christian folk too. All kinds of evil, including Christians, we need to be careful about our hearts, what comes out of our mouths, because what comes out of our mouths, guess where it's coming from? It's coming from the heart. The Bible has much to say on the matter, but according to Mark chapter 7, and I want you to go over with me, if you will, to Mark chapter 7. When you get to Mark chapter 7, I want you to point to verse number 21 through verse number 23. Read what the Bible says in Mark 21 through verse number 23. "For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, idolatries, fornication, murderers, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blaspheming, pride, foolishness. All of these things come from within and defile the man." Oh, some of us are guilty of that. Some of us are guilty of saying all kinds of things. I've heard some Christians say some things, and I'm not talking about anybody here again, but I've heard some Christians say some things that I couldn't even take a pencil and write down. But yet it came out of their mouths. It came out of their mouths because the mouth is like a fountain that spews water, but instead of spewing water, it spews evil thoughts and all kinds of evil. But I want you to notice what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 11 and verse number 19. The Bible says, as righteousness tend to life, he that pursueth evil to his own death. One cannot have a continual evil heart, then in death expect God to see him in peace. We must change now. We must change while we yet live, and this is what God was offering to these people back then. Not only was He willing to give them a new heart, but He was willing to look at the text, if you will, before I go any further. Look at the text in verse number 26. He says, a new heart also will I... First of all, He was going to cleanse them. And then He says, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. If your heart is not continually on God, you need to ask God to cleanse your heart or give you a new heart, in other words. But then He said not only that, but in verse number 27, He said He would put His Spirit in them as well, causing them to walk in His statutes and to do and keep His ways. He is still offering to do the same for us today. In Romans chapter 6 and verses number 4, the Bible is saying, allowing us to walk in the newness of life. A new heart will allow us to walk in the newness of life. Then, church, once we have gotten, we see how to get this new heart, what the new heart will do, we need to find out, Lord, just how do I get this new heart? In the text, we find the key to obtaining a new heart there in verse number 25. Look what verse 25 says again. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse thee. Well, you don't get sprinkled today. Here's where the cleansing takes place. When you get into the watery grave of baptism, you are washed, your sins are washed clean. You are washed clean and you are made new. God offered to cleanse them from their filthiness and from their idols. But not only was He going to cleanse them, He was going to give them a new heart. How do you know, preacher? Well, I want you to watch this in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus with good works which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. See, God planned for us to be good. But did He not know in His infinite wisdom, His almighty wisdom, that some of us were not going to do right? And some of us still are not doing right. Some of us know to do right, but we won't do right. Some of us know right from wrong, but we won't do right from wrong. And some of us, especially those of us who are parents, we try to teach our kids right from wrong, but we don't do right ourselves. How can I, as a father, teach my children right? I thank God today. You know, children are a wonderful thing, but I thank God that I don't have any little children. I thank God that I don't have any little children today because I don't know how I would treat them. I would hope that I would treat them righteously, but they have so much that they get into today. And so some of our fathers, on this Father's Day, they take this day and they rush to be with their children that they have ignored for months upon ends. And they say, I'm going to go visit my children today. But the Bible is telling us that that's not the situation. You must always do righteousness. God knew how we should be, but it was not in Him and not in us to give God what He expected from us all the time. So God said to those people of Israel, He said, a new heart will I give unto you. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. But this was not the first time that God had suggested to those children that He would give them a new heart. He would give them a new spiritual heart. He first said it in Ezekiel chapter 11 around the 19th verse. Then He said it again in Ezekiel 18 around verse number 21. So passing out a new heart is not something new to God. God has always been in the business of giving new hearts if we would ask for them. God does not rehab the old heart. He makes us new according to 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. The Bible says if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, not a rehab creature, but he is a new creature. All old things are passed away, and all things become new. How? Right here. Right there. God performs surgery, if you will, by the greatest doctor of all who is able to perform the surgery that we need to pass us from death unto life, according to John chapter 5 and verse number 24. Fathers, I say to you today, what a day it is to allow God to come into your life. What an opportunity you have that may never come again. But ladies, it works for you as well. I don't want to leave you out to think that you're not eligible for a new heart. Look what the text says again. In verse number 26 again, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. And I will give you a heart of flesh. But then I like verse number 27. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And ye shall keep my judgment and do them. Isn't that what we as Christians ought to be doing? Doing the will of the Lord? Again and again, we get chance after chance. Even the preacher. The preacher gets chance after chance. But you know, I can't ride that wave forever. Because one day the chances may run out. God's forgiveness up to all of us is going to run out one day. And we're going to have to be right with God. And I know some say, well, I've heard some say, I'll get right when I die. Well, you can't get right when you die. You have to get right while you yet live. And there are blessings that come from a new heart. When a new heart is in place of the old one, that can open up a world of blessings from God. You need to understand that the blessings that God can give us, He may not be giving us all of them when we got a bad heart, if you will. And again, I'm not talking about the one that pumps blood. We try to do our exercise and we try to eat right, and you see folk out there running along the street, on the street every day, running for their health. Some of them will run to try to keep the blood pump working, but they won't run to God to try to get the spiritual heart right. So God is telling these people, He said, I will give you a new heart. I will replace the old one. I will replace the old one and give you one that's new, one that's not made of stone, one that does not cause you to forget about being in tune with God. Nor will I learn to do His will or keep His commandments if I have the wrong kind of heart. A new heart will allow us to be led by the Spirit, because it will allow us to step away from what we used to be and put us on the road to where we need to be. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, in the verses number 9 through 11, I want you to go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 9 through 11, and listen to the Bible. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortionists shall inherit the kingdom of God. Do you fit anywhere in that? Then look at verse number 7. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit. Do you see that, church? By the Spirit of our God. God can put newness in you if you allow Him to. God can put newness in you if you allow Him to change that old heart and give you a new heart. He changed Saul. Saul was changed from Saul the destroyer to Saul the preacher, to Paul the preacher man. He not only quit destroying folk, he started preaching to them. And you know, that's a good thing. That's a good thing when your heart is so changed that you live for God instead of live to persecute those who are living for God. In Acts chapter 9, somewhere starting around about verse number 6, we find a man who fought against God's people, but now was asking the burning question, Lord, what will you have me to do with? And yes, the Lord did answer him. One doesn't always understand about things until they go to God in prayer and ask God to change their heart. Ask God to make them new. It was the psalmist who asked God to renew a righteous spirit in him. By the Spirit of our God in us, we are willing to give. God is willing to give us that new heart. One does not understand how good God really is until we get with God. Until we come to God, we won't understand all the goodness that God has in store for us. But in that same text of Acts chapter 9, we find that once Saul had a new change, a change of heart, and had a new heart, he became an obedient heart also. He did as he was told, and he went on down to be the preacher man. He went on into Damascus. So the question becomes for us today, the question becomes for us to consider, is your heart in need of replacement? If so, is God able to reach out and give you a new heart? And the answer to that question is yes, but are you open to allowing God to give you a new heart? A new heart will work wonders in all of us. All we need to do is examine ourselves to determine if our old hearts are right with God. And if they're not, then God can give us a new heart. This is the right hour. This is the right day. And you're in the right place in the church house. So what's stopping anybody today from asking God to give them a new heart? Asking God to allow you to open up your old heart that He may remove it and put a new heart within you. Those Israelites were so wrapped up and tied up in sin that God had to cleanse them once again. In verse number 25, He said, "Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you." You know, in order to serve God, you've got to clean yourself up. And many of us, we don't understand the cleansing process. We have been told by the TV evangelists and the TV ministers that all you have to do is come forward and God will be there for you. But it takes a few more steps than that. We give you the steps each and every Sunday around here. We tell you that you must hear the gospel, you must believe it, you must repent, you must confess, and then you must be baptized. That's the only way. You must be washed in the blood of Christ. And we sing that song from time to time, "Are you washed in the blood of Christ?" And some of us still don't understand it. In order to be cleansed, you must go into the water where the water and the blood commingle, and we get cleansed from our sins. So I ask the question today, I ask this question of all today. The good thing that I know about when I ask this, the good thing I understand when I ask this question is that God is able to do this for us. And when He does do this for us, we can grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 18. What's holding us back today? If not today, then when? If not now, why not? If not, if your no's outweigh your yes, you need to let your yes outweigh your no. While you still can. And I'm trying very hard as I go through this to find spots to cut out, because I know you're getting warm, because I'm getting awfully warm. And as I go through this and I come to the end, I just need for you to go back over the scripture text with me again. Because there's something in there. Starting at verse number 25, what I just read, where he just offered to cleanse the Israelites. But look again at verse number 26. "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put in you, within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. But then in verse number 27, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgment and do them. That's the part that all Christians need to understand. You've got to do the will of the Lord, not my will. I can't force my will upon you, but the will of God that sent us here today. And then when you get yourself right with God, when you get yourself right with God and you come to the time of your life when your life shall be no more, and then you begin to say to yourself, you know, you never understand death. And I heard somebody talking about it. I guess it was the teacher, Brother Oscar, in Bible class this morning. Or no, it was Brother Burnside who said that as you get older, you start to think more about death, Brother Burnside. You know why? Because you know you got fewer days on this side of living than you did when you were a younger person. You get, well, first of all, you're supposed to get a little bit more knowledge when you get older. If you don't get any knowledge, then you're not going to think about it anymore. But I tell you something, church. When you hit 50, and they send you your AARP card, you begin to realize, hey, I'm not young anymore. I'm not able to run out there and rip and run in the streets all night long, come in at 4, get up at 8, and go right back into... You can't do it anymore, not if you got any sense. You began to realize that maybe, just maybe, it's time that I start to serve God. I'm hoping that you don't wait till then, but just in case. It's time that I start serving God, and I'm going to ask God to give me a new heart. I'm going to ask God to cleanse me from my filthy ways. And oh yeah, your ways were filthy. You may say, well, I'm a clean person, but that ain't got nothing to do with it. Your ways were filthy. Many of us, we had some strange things that we used to do. And some of us, the only reason we don't continue to do them is because we can't. Not that we don't want to, but we can't. Our physical limitations have been limited by time and age, and we can't do what we used to do. You see, when I cross Stony Island these days, I have to wait till the car's down at 87th Street and stop before I walk out there, because I'm only going to walk across there. I'm not running. But if I wait till he's down to around 85th Street, then I may as well just stay on the sidewalk, because I'm not running. So, and I know how some of the people drive down Stony Island. So I know I got enough sense not to step out off that curb. And, you know, with the new law in force where they say when you step out there in the crosswalk, the car's supposed to stop. Don't count on it. Don't count on it. You've got to have enough sense that God gave you to know that when I step out into the street here, I want it to be clear so that when I get out here, won't be no car coming right there. It's the same way with being a Christian. You've got to know within your own heart that is this right with God or is this the wrong way to serve God? And if you ask yourself that question enough times, guess what? If you want to be right, you'll start acting right. If you want to get right, you'll start doing right. And if you want to meet God in peace, because you know what? One day we're going to die. There's no if, but, and where's about it. We are going to die. We just don't know when, where, and how. If we knew that, some of us would be on up and down, and we'd be so happy because we'll know exact time, and we would wait till the very last minute to do that. But see, God didn't give us that privilege and that pleasure to know when we're going to die. So he was offering those Israelites a chance before it got too late for them. He was offering the Israelites a chance before they found themselves deeper in the hole of filth. He was offering to cleanse them and give them a new heart, and he's still offering today. So I say to you, Father, what a great day it is to come forward today and renew yourself with God. Mothers, what a great day it is for you to come forward today and renew yourself with God. Children, if you've never met God, now is a great day for you to come forward and meet God just as well, if you're old enough. If this is your desire, as we together stand and sing, I've already given you the 5 steps. But if this is your desire, please come forward.
Please turn to page 745.